Okay, this is just days away now. On November 1st, the food stamp program runs out of money, or I should say the USDA no longer has authority to disperse funds. They probably have some funds stashed away, but they will not disperse them to all the food stamp recipients. And remember, that program is called the SNAP program. It's because people are going to snap when it's cut off. That's the name. I mean, it's right there in the name. So let's start off with understanding the scale of this program. It's almost 42 million Americans receive this free money for junk food, mostly is what they use it on. They use it to buy processed food and soda pop, Pop-Tarts and sugary breakfast cereals and all kinds of garbage that causes diabetes and heart disease and cancer, which of course result in additional long-term Medicare and Medicaid costs and, you know, pension healthcare costs, et cetera, for those who do work. But this program is a disaster. It was initially intended to help impoverished, starving people who would obviously not be obese if they were starving. And it was designed as a temporary stopgap measure to help people who were between jobs or who had a situation that was temporary, maybe for a few months, maybe a year at most, etc. But what it has morphed into is really indicative of the collapsing empire that we live under. It's morphed into a welfare queen type of program, but it also serves as corporate welfare, which I'll talk about as well. So today we have welfare queens who are mostly Black women who raise their entire families on either disability handouts or food stamp handouts or a combination of those. One woman famously on TikTok was bragging about how she made $10,000 a month on food stamps and welfare and disability, etc., because she has multiple kids and she had them all diagnosed with disabilities. She's milking the system. Now, I understand that not everybody is like this. This is sort of the extreme rendition of the welfare queen. But there are millions of welfare queens across America, and many of these welfare queens represent multi-generational welfare dependents. They do not know how to work. They do not believe they should work. They believe that they are owed this entitlement from the government funded by the taxpayers, because that's what happens when you allow this to go on generation after generation after generation. You end up with a whole group of people that are completely disconnected from the idea of earning an income or paying their own way, who subsist entirely on the system. And the thing to note about this is that when that system shuts down, which may happen temporarily on November 1st, many of these people will lose their minds. They will snap, i.e. the SNAP program. What will happen then? Well, some of them promise to organize mass looting of retail stores, grocery stores, etc. They're going to raid Walmarts. They're going to raid other grocery chains. They're going to shoplift. They're going to just walk in and steal whatever they can carry out. And they're going to do this in huge numbers. They're also going to steal from customers in the parking lots, people who went in and bought their groceries and paid for them. You know, the normal way that you buy food. You earn money and then you spend some of it on the food you want. You know, that system that the welfare queens absolutely do not recognize. So they're just going to ransack places and steal from people. And because this is going to happen mostly in blue cities, the police will not stop them. This is about to occur. It may be halted, possibly before November 1st. There will be emergency funding or something for the USDA, which oversees this program. However, I actually think that both the Democrats and Republicans want this to happen. And here's why. They both benefit from it from their point of view. Democrats want a national uprising. They want angry people in the streets. They want a revolt because they want to, number one, demonstrate how much they hate Trump. But secondly, they want to kind of trap Trump into an overzealous response, maybe even something like a massacre of black people or something that CNN can parade around the media for the next year, kind of like they did with the Charlottesville hoax. And they can say, look, you know, Trump's people are slaughtering blacks. This is, they're going to invoke slave days and slave plantations and everything. They're going to use that. It's kind of like a George Floyd type of moment is what they want to invoke. Now, Trump probably won't fall for that, but there could be mistakes among certain law enforcement officers, although it's unlikely, but it's possible that somebody might pop off some rounds, arguably in self-defense, but CNN wouldn't describe it that way. They would describe it as a murder, or a slaughter, or a massacre of innocent people who were just starving and hungry, right? You can already see the headlines. So that's what the Democrats want. They want to be able to paint Trump as an out-of-control dictator, which economically he actually is with his tariff announcements that are insane. But that's not what the Democrats are paying attention to. They want to say that Trump is a domestic dictator who has made himself an authoritarian, you know, warlord of sorts, who is running around murdering innocent Americans who just want to eat Doritos, that kind of thing. All right, now what about the Republicans? How do they benefit from this? Well, that's also pretty obvious. The blue cities where this uprising is bound to occur, that's where Trump wants to plant a bunch of federal troops. Why? Because he needs to control those blue cities in the upcoming election. He needs to, in effect, militarize the midterm elections in order to prevent the Democrats from carrying out widespread cheating, which they will do. If you let Democrats run an election, they will cheat in the election just like they cheat on the food stamp program. They will cheat and cheat and cheat, and they have no ethics, no morals. They have no hesitation. They will cheat as long as you let them get away with it. They will print ballots. They will stuff ballots. They will rerun the same ballots. They'll do everything that you can imagine to rig elections. And those elections are all run in the inner cities. So the best way for the Republicans to stop the cheating, which is something we should all support, actually, I mean, that concept, is to station troops in all the blue cities and then have the troops run the elections with full transparency, no more blocked windows, make sure the troops are handling the ballots, not the welfare queens, not the Democrat operatives, who are, of course, always cheaters, like I said. In addition to that, Trump wants a reason to be able to engage in things like roadside checkpoints in the blue cities, because it's possible that he may be announcing soon some kind of arrests. I mean, I hope so. It hasn't happened yet, and I've been critical of him for not carrying out these arrests of the traitors, but it might happen. And when that does happen, you also want to be able to control the protests. And so the pre-positioning of troops in all of these cities in response to the food riots, which let's just call it that because that's probably what's going to happen, food riots. Well, those troops can be stationed there and there will be calls from the public to have federal troops protect grocery stores and protect non-government buildings. And that's a key distinction because the courts have so far ruled that while Trump has every right to dispatch federal troops to protect federal property in these blue cities, he has not yet been given the court's, you know, open permission to just have troops everywhere or running roadside checkpoints or, you know, stop and frisk type of activities, which the ACLU would go insane over if that were to start up again. But this is what the GOP needs before the midterm elections, which is roughly about a year away. So, understand then that both the Democrats and the Republicans benefit from food riots. And on top of that, I think that many of the retail establishments benefit from the food riots. Because let's take Walmart as an example. Walmart has a lot of stores in these inner cities. they probably don't want those stores to even be open at all. They would rather close them down. But right now, they would be accused of closing them down in black areas. They don't want to be called a racist. Oh, you closed down Walmarts, but only in the black areas, right? That kind of accusation can get a corporation in deep doo-doo. So they can't do that right now, even though they want to. But if black people in the inner cities start looting and robbing Walmarts, well then, Walmart has its excuse. Oh, we had to close those stores down. They kept getting robbed, or they were attacked, or they were set on fire, you know? Or, too much violence. There were shootings, there were break-ins, whatever happens. So even Walmart benefits from having its own stores attacked, because then it can justify the shutdowns and nobody's going to criticize Walmart. Say, oh, you only shut them down in black neighborhoods. Walmart can respond and say, no, we didn't shut them down based on race. We shut them down based on looting. And we don't know who was looting. We're colorblind. Could have been white people looting. Could have been Asian people. Could have been Hispanic. Could have been black. Maybe it was Eskimos that did all the looting. You know, those Eskimos, man, when they get hungry. So we had to shut them down because of looting. See, so that covers Walmart or other grocery chains that want to shut down. The end result of all of this, should this play out and not be, you know, halted with funding, the end result is that you're going to end up with fewer grocery stores and food retailers in the inner cities, which is already a horrible problem. They're called food deserts, where you can't get much food, even if you're willing to buy it and not steal it. You can't get much food because there just aren't that many food retailers operating in the city. And some of that is because of shoplifting. And in places like California, for many, many years, California legalized shoplifting. I think they passed a law this year that reverses that, but they used to allow up to, what was it, like $1,100 of shoplifting, and they would not prosecute that, and they would not dispatch police. So any person in California could walk into any retailer and just steal $1,000 worth of stuff, and they did over and over and over again. And nothing would happen to them, legally speaking. And, you know, that's insane. But that's the way the Democrats want to run a society. That's why they destroy everything that they touch. They want a society where theft is perfectly legal and where retailers have to foot the bill of mass lootings. So, again, I think that has changed at this point in California, but the DAs are still very reluctant to prosecute minorities stealing money from retailers. And Democrats in general, they think of retailers and business owners as always having unlimited wealth. They think of them as people who can cover any amount of theft. And they think of those stores as owing that to the customers. Like, you owe us. You're supposed to give us all of this free stuff. And that's just not true. That's, of course, a distortion of the bastardized economic policies of the left. Now, getting back to the food stamp program itself, why has the food stamp program expanded so much to where it's providing free food for 42 million Americans? Because that number is also completely out of control. I mean, what? I mean, it's almost a UBI at this point. It's so large. Well, I think the reason is because it benefits companies like Walmart. And it benefits the banks, and it benefits Visa, MasterCard, whatever companies handle the transactions of the EBT cards. So that goes through merchant processing. So Visa or MasterCard, they take a percentage, you know, 3%, whatever it is. Walmart gets to sell more food at a profit. Walmart makes money. They profit on the food that they're selling to, you know, people on the food stamp program. They don't get a special discount. They pay the same as everybody else. And then the food manufacturers that make a bunch of processed junk food that promotes disease, they get to sell more food that people otherwise would not buy because they have this free money. So they're going to buy more processed junk food. And it tends to be that people who are welfare queens are kind of low IQ people to begin with, and they don't make good food decisions. So they end up buying processed junk food, which is exactly what of course, the junk food companies like General Mills or Kellogg's or whoever, all the big food companies, that's what they mostly make is processed junk food. So they love the fact that they can sell their junk food to low IQ consumers who are spending other people's money. It's like, it's the perfect scam for a while, you know, until you end up in a nation of rampant obesity, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease, which is where we are, because of course the healthcare costs dwarf even the food costs. But that's another conversation. But the processed food companies love this arrangement. It's just free profits for them. So everybody loves this arrangement in the business sector. They don't want it to go down. They want to keep the scam going. And since the government is just printing money to fund this, you know, printing $1 trillion every 75 days now, just going deeper and deeper into debt in order to feed at the trough mostly obese, diabetic people who refuse to work, although there are exceptions to that. But this scam will grow and it will continue until the very end of the currency collapse. At some point, the currency collapses, the empire collapses, and then, of course, this is done. When that day comes, and that's not November 1st. I'm talking about a day when the whole system craters. When that day happens, all food stamp benefits stop nationwide because there's no more dollars that mean anything. You know, the currency collapse, even the empire collapse. That's going to be interesting. You're going to find 42 million people suddenly figuring out a way to do some kind of work so they don't starve. Fortunately, they have an enormous amount of body fat to get them through the transition until they can find work and feed themselves, you know. They are morbidly obese for the most part, which tells you they're not starving, which tells you they don't actually need emergency food benefits, which was the intent of the program. They're actually overeating, and they're overeating processed junk food, and they're over-diseased and over-medicated, which also benefits Big Pharma. So you see how the corporate world, they receive all kinds of welfare by using humans, making humans fat and diseased, and then benefiting from the food addictions and benefiting from the pharmaceuticals and the medical costs, etc. So that's why I say the food stamp program is actually more welfare for corporations than it is for people. But both parties are abusing it. It's being exploited. Bottom line in this is, if the food stamp program is cut off, don't go shopping in a blue city for food on November 1st or November 2nd. Do all your shopping before that. Get it out of the way. You don't want to be in the crossfire of some kind of parking lot robbery or a mass looting event or something. Heck, you might check out your own shopping cart full of food, and then, you know, you're pushing that across the parking lot to load it in your car, and then somebody just comes along and shoves a gun in your face and says, "Hey, thanks for the food." What are you going to do? You're going to give them the shopping cart. "Yeah, you're welcome. I bought you some avocados." You know, this is probably, if I were robbed in the grocery store, this is the healthiest shopping cart you will ever see. Like, you should really enjoy this. This is like organic, you know, no processed junk food. And then the person robbing me would probably look at the shopping cart like, "Yeah, you keep it. I'm going to rob somebody else, you know, somebody that buys more junk food because that's what they're used to." "Oh, you don't want my organic bananas and avocado?" "No, we don't know what to do with that." "Okay. Okay, have a good day, guy with a gun, you know." I'm not shooting somebody over a shopping cart of food, just to be clear. I carry firearms, but I'm not shooting somebody over a shopping cart. If they want a shopping cart of food, yeah, have it. Go for it. It's yours. I'll shop another day. But then again, I just won't even be there on that day, and you shouldn't either. So stay informed. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Be cautious. If you want some really healthy organic food in advance of all of this, by the way, then just shop at my store, healthrangerstore.com. Almost all organic, laboratory certified, tested for heavy metals and herbicides and microbiology and so much more. healthrangerstore.com. And if you want to learn how to shop healthier, go to our free AI engine, which has a wellness coach that is amazing. And you can find that at brighteon.ai. And that will forward you to brightyou.ai. And there, if you scroll down, you'll see the wellness coach, and you can ask it any question about food or even the food stamp program if you want. That should be interesting. Use it. It's free. It's very knowledgeable. It's trained on hundreds of millions of pages of our curated content, and you're going to find it to be amazing. You could ask it about ingredients, too. In fact, we have an ingredients analyzer on that page, so take advantage of that. And thank you for listening. Be safe, everybody. Don't go out there. Don't fight with food stamp welfare queens. Just stay out of the stores on that day. All right. Take care, everybody. God bless America.
Savor rich, cheesy goodness made with clean, organic ingredients. Our mac and cheese combines quinoa elbows and a flavorful mix of organic dairy and spices for a delicious, ready-to-cook meal. Stock up today at healthrangerstore.com.